I'm Matt, professional composer.
And I'm Chris,
professional poser. I'm just kidding, it's just Chris this time. And this is VG Jam. Welcome to VG Jam, a podcast where we listen to video game music, talk about it, and then jam on it. And by jam on it, I mean compose a piece of music inspired by the music we listen to. Usually I'm here with my good friend Matt Sargent, but this time I'm doing a solo show low. And I think it's going to be an interesting change of pace. Matt is currently busy doing his professional composing thing. And in an effort to actually try to release something on a regular schedule, I know it's a change, I thought I'd try to record a little piece of music on my own in the form of a cover track. Before we get started, I just want to say thanks for coming back after waiting 2 years for episode 3. We're glad to have you listening. We're still planning to do a show where we get together and listen to the additional tracks that were submitted that we didn't include in our composition. And we've been thinking about some different ways we might mix up our format a little bit so that it's smaller, kind of more digestible pieces. Things that we can work on in maybe shorter spans of time. We're definitely not abandoning the initial conceit of the show in getting together and composing music together. And listening to video game music. We're still going to be doing that, and we'll still do big collaborations like in the first 3 episodes, but just not every episode. Along with that, I'm going to change the way that we're numbering the episodes. Before we would do an episode and then that episode 0.5, where we would recap, but I think we're just going to number them whole numbers from now on. I think it'll be less confusing, and I think it'll give us a little more credit for recording an episode, not a half episode. Anyway, I'm calling this one episode 6, because it is the actual 6th thing that we have released. So, enough top of the show biz, let's get to talking about some creepy Metroid music. So the other day I was practicing some guitar, not something I do often enough probably, and I generally play things by ear, and I'm trying to get a little better at actually being able to read music and understand it a little better, trying to get some theory brain going and kind of connect it to the instrument. I was thinking about musical modes. It's one of the first things I learned when I was taking guitar lessons. I took a year or so of guitar lessons a while back, and if you don't know about modes, it was one of the things that was kind of a revelation to me. If you play a scale, and then you start on a different note in that scale and play up, you get a whole different sort of sound to it. And it's all got to do with the spacing between each individual note. There's like 2 places in a scale where there are 2 notes right next to each other. If you're looking at a piano, for instance, or if you're looking at the frets of a guitar, major and minor scales are different modes. Those are each a mode. Ionian and Aeolian is what they're called. Major's the first one. Aeolian's the 6th one. Anyway, I was practicing the 3rd mode, Phrygian mode, which is the one that sounds like this. And then I kind of wound up here. It's Metroid. I had recently read this article by Matt Kenyon, who has a podcast called Composer Code, where he talked about how if you want to learn about a piece of music, the best way to do it is to transcribe it. So I sat down with a free piece of software called MuseScore, which he actually recommends in the article I read, and decided to take this track from Metroid and figure it out. So this is the result of that. Thankfully, it's not a terribly complicated track, so it made it a kind of achievable goal, and I learned a thing or two from it. So why don't we take a listen to this track? In my player, it is called Super Metroid Brinstar Red Soil Swampy Area, which is kind of a mouthful, but I've seen it in other places called Brinstar Underground Depths, which is a lot easier to say. Here it is. And that's pretty much the gist of it. The second loop has a slightly different start to it, and that it just basically repeats some of the same notes over and over again, instead of doing something it does at the beginning of the track, where there's a little melodic part that it just kind of skips on the second go round. It's this flute part. Actually, in the scale, it's going from the first note to the fourth note to the octave note, and then the first note to the fourth note to the seventh note of the scale. Except at the beginning, where two times it goes from the first note to the fourth note and then the fifth note. So it mixes it up just in that one spot, which is pretty interesting, I think. Then it repeats for pretty much the entire song, but that little bit of a change there, I think, is what keeps the subsequent loops from being quite as repetitive as they might have been. And speaking of repetition, it is kind of one of the key characteristics of this track. It's kind of got this sort of dirge sort of feel to it. It just kind of plods along and has this very repetitive, like that real big, deep sound that just repeatedly happens over and over again, just kind of hammering in this feeling. It's kind of ominous and slow and plodding, and makes you think of maybe unknown things and kind of the dark, you know. Also underneath, with every hit of that big bass note, is a timpani or something like that, some big drum sound that is hitting on those same beats, just to kind of give it more impact and make it heavier and bigger sounding. It's actually the only percussion in this whole thing. The rhythm of the track, I think, also does something to make it feel kind of unsettled. It's broken up into a pattern of three beats and then five beats that repeats over and over again. I wasn't quite sure how to transcribe that. It adds up to an even eight, which also works out to kind of being 4/4 common time. I don't know if I would call that common time. Maybe it's 8/4. If you know, feel free to send me a message. We're all learning here. There is one other purely rhythmic element to this track, and it's this sort of tapping sound kind of echoey tap that you can hear in the background. It also kind of keeps the rhythm sort of like a hi-hat. That echo also kind of reinforces the feeling of a sort of deep underground space. And maybe unknown things you can't see moving around in that space. Eventually we get to something melodic with this soft flute sound. It's a little bit of a relief after the big, scary, ominous sounds we've been hearing so far. It's less urgent and a little somber. Probably one of the most interesting sounds in this track, and I think probably the thing that sort of roots it into the world of Metroid the most might be this choral sample that plays over and over again. I feel like it's a maybe motif that comes back in other Metroid games. In this deep, dark cave that we've been in, it gives you the feeling that there is or was some sort of civilization here. And then finally, towards the end of the loop, we get this very present-sounding piano sound. It seems like it's closer to you than anything else in this track so far. And it's got this really cool sort of ping-ponging echo that happens. That echo is actually not the Super Nintendo's DSP echo effect. It is really just that same piano note being played on two different channels at a slightly different times. The melody for this song is actually a minor pentatonic scale, which I was talking about modes before. I don't think that actually fits into a mode because it leaves out the notes that are the ones I was mentioning that are next to each other. It's really just a five-note scale. It's one of the first things you learn on guitar because it is something that you can kind of play over any music and not really make it sound too terribly bad. Because it leaves out those kind of extra opinionated notes, I guess you could call them. Also, a fun fact is that because it's in D sharp, you can play the melody on just the black keys on the piano. But the track still has, as a whole, a very kind of Phrygian mode feel because of that second note that gets played in that bass part. It's right next to the first note. It is the one white piano key in this song full of black piano keys. Anyway, that's probably about as much musical analysis as I can muster at my current skill level, but I hope that was at least somewhat informative to someone. Before I share my version here, I just want to make a few comments about it. First being that recording guitar is hard. It's one of the things I struggle the most with when we do any kind of musical composition. It's really difficult to record cleanly and play cleanly. That's probably one of the biggest challenges at becoming good at guitar, is kind of getting that technique down. That said, I feel like I did an okay job. It just took many, many tries. When it comes to the synth parts, I really tried to do my best to create everything from scratch as much as possible. I kind of had fun sitting there doing some sound design from some sort of basic waves and just sort of tweaking that until I liked the way it sounded, which was enjoyable to me. Also, in my own version, I tried to break up the repetition a little bit more with some texture and also some percussion that you will most definitely notice. But I hope that it is a positive addition, and I think that there is something to be said for the sort of sparseness and the repetition in the original version that I think gives it some of its character and adds to the drama of the setting. But also, I like cool beats and I just wanted to make one, so I think I did. Finally, to wrap things up, I just want to say thanks for listening. You can find us at vgjam.com. We have recently switched hosting for our podcasts so that the downloads are faster, and also so that potentially we can maybe find our way on the Spotify. I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about Spotify right now, but I'll try to get up there if you're interested, if anyone cares to listen in that manner. We have also launched a Patreon, which I feel like for a podcast with 6 episodes over the course of like 2.5 years might be like the most presumptive thing a person can do. But if you enjoy this and you want to help us pay for that new hosting, we would love to have you. There are a lot of tier rewards that I've put up there already, some of which are me creating things for you, so I may regret that. But if you are interested, please find us there. As I mentioned before, we are trying to get this onto a more regular schedule, and I'm hoping to release something on a monthly basis. So it's patreon.com/VGJam if you feel so inclined. If you do not, we are just happy to have you listening. I hope you've enjoyed our little change-up of the format this time around. I think you're probably going to get another one like this from Matt sometime in the near future, so look forward to that. Please reach out and let us know what you think. I had a good time making this episode, and I hope you enjoyed listening to it. And now here is my version of Brinstar Underground Depths from Super Metroid, originally composed by Kenji Yamamoto. Keep jamming!